Despite the fact that the proposed Bluegrass pipeline has been suspended, the company behind the project is appealing a circuit court decision that found the company doesn't have the right of eminent domain. As Kentucky Public Radio's Erica Peterson reports, the planned pipeline would have carried natural gas liquids through Kentucky to processing plants on the Gulf Coast.
In May, the companies behind the Bluegrass pipeline announced they were suspending capital investment in the project due to a lack of customer commitments. This was after a number of setbacks, including a ruling from Franklin Circuit Judge Philip Shepard that the Bluegrass pipeline wouldn't have the power of eminent domain in Kentucky. Now, the companies are appealing that decision. The Kentucky chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has also weighed in, supporting the original decision. Attorney Randy Strobo worked with the ACLU on the brief.
There are certain constitutional limitations that our Kentucky Constitution puts on a state's eminent domain authority. It has to be for public use, and that's the public use term is what we're concerned with.
Strobo says there could be serious constitutional implications if Judge Shepard's ruling is reversed. A decision in the appeal likely won't happen for several months. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.